The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
A useful-looking announcement from ECR today. The company's up and running at its Raglan project, a gold alluvial project in Australia. There's lots to say about that. There's been lots said in the news release, and here to tell us even more, it's Nick Tulloch, the executive chairman of ECR. Hello, Nick.
Morning, Alistair.
Very good to see you. So, yeah, tell us what's going on at Raglan. You said quite a lot about it today.
Yeah, I think we've probably owed investors an update for a little while, and there's been a lot of activity on site, and just some of the things we picked out in this morning's announcement were to talk about a LIDAR survey we've done, which is going to improve our understanding and advance our thinking on what the mineable area is at Raglan, and particularly focus the team on the locations where we're going to get the better results. We've also had an expert on site, someone who's come up from Victoria, who operates an alluvial process down there, who's actually been very instrumental in making some, I would say, some very minor operational improvements, which we think could have quite a significant impact on some of the gold recovery. And then on a wider basis, we're also talking about getting another geologist into the team as we expand our wider Queensland operations. So we've got had a busy few weeks.
So with the LIDAR and the independent consultant that you're talking about, a lot of the focus is really on the topography of the project, isn't it? Where the gold is flowing in the alluvial system. If you can work that out, then you really work out, how to produce an efficient mine.
Yeah, it's exactly that. And like many of our other projects, we're not the first people to tread on this area. Yeah, so understanding the old workings, understanding the old shafts, getting an understanding of how that those riverbeds and creeks filtered into each other, and where the catchment areas are going to be with the gold. What we're finding with Raglan, this is no surprise, we had exactly the same with Blue Mountain. We can dig two pits in quite close proximity and get two quite different results. Basically, as how the river has flowed and where the gold has been caught against the bedrock. This is exactly the profile we'd expect. And the LIDAR survey, and to extend our sort of ongoing mining work, is just continuing to inform us all the time on the opportunities of the project.
So, I mean, you say in the release following this fine-tuning process, the project really is working as you'd expected it would when you made the acquisition. So just remind us what it was you did expect.
Yeah, well, we're really pleased with Raglan. Yeah, it was an acquisition that was designed to, I suppose, tick two boxes. First of all, it gave us a large amount of mining equipment and a very large wash plant, a 60-ton-an-hour wash plant. Second, it gave us a mining license over an area which we believe was prospective for gold. And we're happy that both of those boxes are ticked. So the equipment has been great. Yes, it's needed a bit of servicing, and inevitably we've had a pump failure and a hose that's blown, but you'd expect all of that. In terms of the land itself, we did put a couple of photos on social media this morning. It is yielding gold. It's quite nuggety gold. It's exactly what we expected. We did a bit of due diligence back in October, and the profile we're getting, I suppose, in the real thing, the bulk mining, is exactly the same as what we saw in the due diligence. So these things don't go in a straight line. Obviously, we have good days, we have bad days, and I know shareholders, you want to see a lot more results a whole lot faster. But the message is, we're very pleased with how Raglan has worked out. We wouldn't be spending the money on it if we were not. We would not be commissioning LIDAR surveys. We wouldn't be hiring geologists. We wouldn't be bringing specialists to site if we thought we had a dead duck. We are pleased. We think it's going to achieve what we said it could achieve. And that is, we think it can cover our overheads. Raglan was never about making the company. It was about our first step into alluvial gold mining. And it was about producing enough gold to give us a bit of a stepping stone into the next project, which will probably be Maddens, thereafter Blue Mountain. And Raglan is showing all of the hallmarks to do exactly that. So in that respect, we're very pleased.
Yeah, so it's not exactly breaking news, but it is fresh news, really. ECR is a gold producer now. That's a key message here.
We are taking, we've been saying this for a few months. This is what we want to do. And I can confirm we are taking gold out of the ground. We are generating value from our Raglan project and thereafter future projects. So yes, we are a gold producer, and we expect that to ramp up, certainly Raglan. but probably much more significantly at Maddons, at Blue Mountain, and probably next year at Saltbush.
So let's talk about Maddons then a little bit, because that's a big focus of the company's efforts as well, isn't it? What's happening at Maddons? What's the latest?
So Maddons is a different scale altogether. As I say, I'm always careful not to belittle Raglan. Raglan is a very important project to us, and say that's the that's the starting engine. Maddons is a project which, both in gold prospectivity and scale, land mass, is just vastly bigger. So the focus at the moment is on the Maddons underground mine. So Maddons itself is actually a network of six mines. We're focusing on the Maddons underground mine, in Australian terms, taking the decline slightly lower into the next the next mineable area. We're anticipating, probably in sort of two to 3 months, we'll be in a position to start processing ore and start generating production from Maddons. And we believe the scale of production will be vastly different to what we're seeing elsewhere. Maddons, if Raglan is not a company maker, Raglan is a company starter. Maddons has the potential to be a company maker. That's how big that opportunity is. The same person who did the LIDAR survey at Raglan has also went on to do one at Maddons. That takes a little bit more work in terms of the processing, but in terms of what we've got, that looks like a very exciting project that's going to be with us for years.
So you expect gold production at Maddens to be orders of magnitude bigger than gold production at Raglan then?
Oh yeah, if the two projects achieve full potential, Maddons will be a factor of many times bigger than Raglan. Just the scale of the project. Raglan is an alluvial gold mining opportunity. We were generally going down about 4 meters. If people saw the photographs on social media, they're small nuggets. It's fine gold. Raglan is conventional hard rock mining, and based on history at Maddens, 25 grams a ton is quite realistic in terms of what that site has produced. So very, very different to Blue Mountain, where grades are a tiny fraction of that, albeit at a much shallower level. So Maddens is probably going to become the jewel in the crown of ECR's fairly wide portfolio of projects, and the area that we're going to be spending probably most of our time and most of our resource in developing, just given the scale of the opportunity that's there.
25 grams per ton, very rich grade indeed.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, hence, why we're so focused on it. It's yeah, the, these six mines have quite an interesting exploration potential. So Maddens is 50 square kilometers with six mining licenses, well, actually seven including the camp, but yes, six mines on it. What has never been done in the past is any form of modern exploration to work out the connectivity of the different gold seams, the different mines. This is all upside potential, but at the moment we're not even talking about the upside potential. We're talking about going into the Maddens underground mine. And even with that, we're thinking that the results could be absolutely fascinating for us, and probably just a few months away as well. So with Raglan, that's up and running. That will continue for, well, quite some time. But Maddens, I think, is where it starts to get really quite different for ECR. We've never done hard rock mining in the past. We've been an explorer, then we got into alluvial. So this is a new step up for us, and I think it's a big step up for us too.
A big step indeed. Now, before we close it out, Nick, let's just have a quick word about exploration, because you're doing plenty of exploration too, as I understand it.
Yeah, so our sort of little catchphrase is we have 10 projects in four states in Australia. ECR's gone through quite a history, as many people will know. We've had activities in different metals and minerals, had activities in different countries. We are now entirely focused on Australia, but within Australia, quite a big landmass, we've got a number of different projects. We have to be careful in how we allocate our resources. We're very mindful of the fact that there's near-term opportunity in Raglan, in Maddens, shortly we hope in Blue Mountain, next year in Saltbush. But at the same time, we do have a very interesting exploration portfolio. And nothing about what I'm saying is that we're going to let things go or let things slip. But we want to make sure we maintain that exploration upside, because that's what we do. We'll find an opportunity, we'll mine it, we'll produce it, but we'll always maintain that exploration upside. So with the Paleogold acquisition, Tuckanarra in Western Australia, the fascinating project with a very big neighbour that's just had a 407,000 ounce gold resource reported, literally just across the fence from where we are. Down in Victoria, we have the ongoing JV with Bold Gold, who we're looking to conclude that with in the next in the near term anyway. We're sort of at the contract stage, and Tambo, we've just increased our license area there, and then of course Lulworth, that we spent a lot of time looking at last year, which still is probably the sort of the biggest and most exciting exploration opportunity we've got, but probably is now sort of sitting in second place to some of the production opportunities as we just focus our time and resource on where we can get the best value for shareholders.
Yeah, lots to think about there then. So, finally, Nick, what about news flow then? We've got a lot going on in the company. What can we expect you to be talking about in the coming months?
Newsflow will, look, first of all, continue to keep people updated on Raglan. I know a lot of shareholders want sort of daily or weekly production reports. That's not realistic. These things go up and down. You have sort of wet days and dry days and busy days and quieter days. But we will give people staging posts as to how Raglan's performing. And just to confirm, it is producing gold. Probably more interestingly, Maddens, that is heading down the track towards becoming a producing asset. And so there should be a number of updates there as we get closer to that. Then obviously eventually in a few months' time, we do get to production. Blue Mountain, we have an application in for a mining lease there. This is a sort of culmination of work we've been doing over the last 18 months in identifying where it is in Blue Mountain we want to mine. And actually the Raglan work is a very good, I suppose, training ground to an extent as to what we're going to do at Blue Mountain. Looking further forward, we will do some work at Tuckanarra this year. We do expect to continue the discussions with the JV at Creswick. And there's further opportunities to talk about it in exploration in places like Lulworth, Veylaston, and Tambo. So we're not going to get all of that exploration accomplished this year, but what we will get accomplished is Raglan, Maddens, and progressing that Blue Mountain mining lease application. Those are the three main priorities for this year.
So there we have it, ECR, producer, developer, and explorer. Big update from Raglan today. Thanks for talking to us today about it, Nick.
Terrific. Thanks, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.